If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here in WEEI Afternoons. This is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, but that was one of my more enjoyable chats with Adam Schefter. He had a little...
Oh, no, it was my favorite.
A little playful, a little giddy.
What do we credit that to? What's going on?
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Season's coaching almost over. Coaching time of year.
Oh, this is where he's.
Yeah.
Can I just share this little factoid that I pulled up at the end of the Schefter interview, but didn't get a chance to weave into our chat? NFL sees second highest regular season average viewership since 1988. Up. Ready for that? You thought the NFL was king last year? Viewership in 2025. Up a whopping 10%.
Yeah. Okay.
So the America absolutely loved how wild this season and unpredictable it was.
Can we flesh that out a little bit?
You going to hijack another Ted segment?
Dude, I can't.
You're in a mood.
I'm in a mood. Sorry. I'm in a mood.
He's in a chef's
mood. Let's do it.
I'm in a
mood.
Out of your mind?
I'm in a mood.
Nine times out of 10, the last thing I want to do is lead segments. But today, let's go.
Let's roll.
Get out of my way. That is interesting because... What does that fly in the face of that we're always told that people, you need what?
Too many streaming services.
Well, stars.
I'm not setting this up.
Measuring sticks.
Well, dynasties.
Super teams. Dynasties.
Super teams. And so there really wasn't. Nope, the super teams this year.
Parity
so
ruled the day.
Sam Darnold and Bo Nix are sitting at home as the one seeds.
Bad for football. Okay, is it? Because those ratings would sell you otherwise.
This I think this shoots down everything we just talked about, though. Like, people have bitched about, I'm not getting, you know, those, you need seven streaming services to watch the NFL this weekend. Did people?
Oh, yeah, that breakdown of, like, it's going to cost you $10 million
well,
to
guess
watch.
What? Everybody's paying it and everybody's watching. Because what'd you say was up? How much?
NFL sees second highest regular season average viewership since 1988. 18.7 million average viewers per game. It's up 10% from last year.
10% is a lot when you're
did
already
you think the NFL had room to grow by 10%?
No, you were already the fattest.
But what's okay, but hold on. Let's get this in. So you talk about streaming services.
Yep.
And you talk about the traditional network TV.
Yep.
Do they do the ratings the same for traditional networks that they do for streaming? Because that.
Yes, they're averaging all of these things in Ted. Let's just take some guesses around the room. Which network was the king?
CBS.
Correct. Sorry, Ted.
what's the final conclusion on that?
They averaged 21.25 million. Their 4 o'clock window games this year averaged this. It could have been a blowout. 26 million viewers. That means 1 out of 12 Americans was watching CBS every Sunday.
It wasn't
at 4
because
o'clock.
CBS. It was because they just happened that they happened to be on the best
game.
Like, and they determined before the season. What network gets what games before the season starts?
It's just luck. Yeah, the luck of the draw. But they didn't. They lost guys. Like, the Chiefs lost a little luster somewhere along the way. Joe Burrow was injured. Lamar
That's what I'm
was
saying.
Injured. Yeah.
So those games, they probably looked at the games before the season like, we're not getting very good games. oh, wait a minute, maybe we are, because the teams we thought were good were bad, and the teams we thought were bad
Drake May's
be
awesome.
Good.
Drake May's a superstar.
Quick question to the producer's box. Stiz, how many years in a row has Sunday Night Football been the most watched primetime television show?
I'll go 10.
15.
Wow.
Is that how long it's been around?
Basically.
That's insane.
Why spend all this money crafting some sort of drama, medical drama, procedural, movie of the week like we used to watch growing up, when all you've got to do is go Tirico, Mike, here's a guy, and just put on Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that is.
Holy smokes.
I was certainly one of those people that thought, because all the different streaming services, I thought viewership would be down a little bit.
Same.
And you know what this is also a reason for? And I think we talked about this. I heard Goodell talk about it. He's going to renegotiate the contracts. Even though they're not their first out, technically, I think, is not till 2029.
Correct.
He said it's in the best interest of everybody involved to renegotiate. And if I'm one of the networks, I'm like, wait, why is it in my best interest to pay you more money for something that I already signed up for?
They can't break the contract.
Then you keep football, Andy. That's the thing. Then you keep football on your network. That's why it's good for you.
I mean, he's going to bully him. He's going to basically say, you don't have to, because the contract is the contract. But you're right, Dan. If you want it in the next contract, I think we should probably talk.
Well, wait. Are you ready for this, guys? Good comment from Monty Mack in the Twitch stream. The ratings increase is 1,000% because of gambling.
Is that true?
That probably does.
Weren't
play
we all
a factor,
gambling last
for sure.
Year?
But, no, but it's not as prevalent as it is now. It is everywhere.
You can't go anywhere without talking to a friend. You know that like 20 years ago it was like your fantasy team, and it feels like we're almost post fantasy. It's all three and five leg parlays and live game betting. Good afternoon.
Well, can I ask you guys a question? Do you think it has to do maybe with the other products not being as good? Are they on a down year? MLB, NBA?
No, because
they don't compete with
MLB. Sunday in the fall is football time, and they're just more people deciding to turn to football. I don't think that has changed. The gambling is definitely a part of it.
I think the NBA conversation is kind of interesting. I feel like the NBA is going through a bit of a lull in terms of the quality of their product.
You know what?
Even though they're getting more exposure now, Dan, thanks to the NBC and ESPN move.
But Dan, I think the NBA, no matter how, I think even in the best years, if the NBA was at its peak of talent and product,
Jordan,
it's not going to compete because nobody cares about the NBA until after Christmas, and most of the season's over for football by Christmas.
Right.
So there's so many games in the NBA that people don't really start paying attention until midway through, and I think most of the football season's already over by then. So I think that's the biggest problem with the NBA is the calendar in which it plays.
I just think football is the most popular sport. Like, people like football the most. The numbers were out for the four playoff games. And they were all, I believe, averaged over 20 million for the college football playoff games. We're all above 20-something million viewers. Like, people like football.
So what do we
really like
football. Okay, so let's just quickly look at Sunday night then. What do we think Patriots-Chargers is going to draw? Because I think it's going to be something like 32, 33 million.
Yeah, it'll be high. I don't know exactly how high. Ooh. That seems a little high to me.
30 million seems doable to me.
But it also seems high to me for you to tell me that they're averaging 20-whatever million per 4 o'clock game or whatever.
Yeah, and also Sunday Night Football was averaging 24, 25 million viewers, and they peaked at over 30.
I think it's going to be less, and I think it's because who's tuning in to watch the Chargers? Right, it's going to be mostly people in the Northeast or fans of the Patriots.
I just think people are going to watch it because it's in prime time? Sunday playoff game.
All right,
and it's like, well, the Patriots are playing the Chargers. I'm going to go watch it. What else am I going to do with my Sunday night kind of thing?
Yeah.
They kind of own the day.
But Adam brought up a good question. Is the more interesting question I should have asked was, why is the Bears Packers game on Amazon and not on network? Because that's the biggest audience you would draw.
Bezos and a bag of cash right at the doorstep of 345 Park Ave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't think they get like little side deals, little honey?
Oh, absolutely.
Little sweetener, little NIL.
Yeah, Money talks. Yeah. And Dan Ball said that 26 million people for the wild card game last year.
The NBC standalone game, yeah, which was actually down from 35 because they had the Rams at the beginning of 2024.
You might be right, 35.
Oh, so 30 seems actually a good number. 30. 30 is a good solid number for Sunday night. I don't know. I don't know where the number – because every time I think they can't get any bigger, the old Mark Cuban, hogs get fat, pigs get slaughtered, or whatever the saying is. That was so long ago, and they just keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and there's no sign of any slaughtering
we
coming.
We can't get enough. They are just pushing the product on us, and we cannot get enough.
I'm sitting here thinking, is there going to be a time in which, say, 20 years from now, where players that are playing the game today are going to look back and go, oh, we were born at the wrong time? Because the salary cap, it's at 270 right now. 20 years from now, what if the salary cap's up to 500 million, 600 million?
It will be.
And that's where it's going.
It's why I've heard people say, are the Patriots, do they need to ferret away money to pay Drake May? No, the cap's going up. You're going to pay Drake May just like the Bills pay Josh Allen, just like the Chargers pay Justin Herbert. You're going to have to pay more because it's on the horizon. But then in a year after that, he'll fall to fifth in most paid. And then a year after that, he'll fall to 10th because the cap keeps going up and the next quarterback in line gets paid.
And don't you think the game last weekend, the Ravens-Steelers game, is the reason why football is king? Like, just the end of that game.
Yes.
Was so, like, I mean, I got people texting me, like, are you watching this game?
Awesome.
Like, it was.
And I'm not sure it was well played. It's not
great football.
It's the ultimate reality
entertainment.
TV.
And it's why a lot of you players hate kickers and the fact that everything comes down to the kickers doing or not doing their jobs. Yes, Dan Ball?
Ted, to take that a step further, I think it's the fact that you have that incredible ending, great reality, and then, oh my God, I have to wait a whole nother week before I can see that again.
Yeah.
You have great endings all across sports, but now I got to wait five more days before I can see that again.
See two kickers who never miss in a row.
Or just to see that kind of there's no instant gratification of, I can turn on the Red Sox the next day and maybe see it again.
And did you also see that meme that was out there that showed them lining up for the field goal and showed field goal good, Tomlin fired, either side of that, Harbaugh fired?
Like, there were NFL memes did that.
That's great.
Jobs on
great
the line.
Point, right.
And it's that's that juice, that buzz. And for some reason, we care. Like, we don't care as much when we watch the Reds play the Marlins. You know, like, it's just some out-of-market random game.
It's not Steelers-Ravens. It's 3 hours of car crashes and hatred.
It's what was on the line for that game.
Oh, yeah.
Win or go home.
But I also don't think it was
a playoff game. It was technically the first playoff game.
But I don't think I would care in baseball as much, even if a playoff was on the line.
You would not.
Just not the same juice.
Game 7.
No. Like, I'll watch it and I'll enjoy it.
Game 7 of the first round. You're right.
Game 7. All right. Game 7 of the World Series is the outlier because this year it was with the Pajes catch in the ninth. It was absolutely epic. That said, to go from blown coverage, Zay Flowers scores 2 minutes. Blown coverage, Calvin Austin scores 50 seconds left. Blown coverage, Ravens go down the field after the Boswell miss. And then to see, was it Groupie miss or whatever?
Loop.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't.
Groupie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's your head?
Places. But, like, you can't script. You cannot. It is They're the scripted. Ultimate reality. You cannot script better theater.
Except or you can, like you had Allen and Mahomes. I feel like we get these a couple times every year.
13 mm-hmm. seconds. You'll never forget where
Saints
you were when you watched that.
When the no pass interference call. There's
it's worse,
all,
worse than
like
every in the
year
of football.
We have multiple of these games in the NFL postseason, and it's not even just your team. And you care a lot. You're bitching about it because it's so enthralling and engaging. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of a lot on the line, Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots. Not just Sunday. Have they set themselves up as the 2 seed to be in a Super Bowl or bust situation? So what you're going to hear here is a certain member of this program who believes, indeed, Super Bowl or bust. And then we shared that thought with the quarterback of the Patriots, and his response was interesting. But what is the updated goal? Because Stiz asked me a question, and this may be a teaser to a 3-point stance.
It's not a question, it's a fact, Andy.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots? So
they're competing for one now.
Well, really compete for a championship. You got to be in the final four to consider yourself competing for a championship.
There's only one
opinion.
Trophy that matters around here.
Hardo Belichick Stiz is back. What would you say if somebody on the radio said it's Super Bowl or bust for the New England Patriots?
I think they can have their own opinion if somebody said that. You're worried about each and every week and trying to go out there and beat the next opponent on our schedule. So I think Super Bowl or bust, I'm not really even sure what that term exactly means. I know a lot of people say it, but I think everybody in the NFL Super Bowl or bust at the beginning of the year, and it's whoever tries to make it.
How about
Such
that?
Such a good answer.
You like
you know what
answer?
I mean? He just kind of just brushed it off. He does a good job of just you're setting him up. Obviously, you want your partner to look bad. Right?
That answer was tell your nerd. Thank you, Ted. Tell your nerd behind the glass. I'm gonna give him a wedgie after school.
Can we just acknowledge though that he said I don't even know what that means, and then proceeded to answer the question about exactly what it means. That's the beauty of a Drake May answer, baby. He knows exactly what he's doing
and answered it like illicitly, as like like to a T as well. Like, here's a perfectly elocuted answer.
He literally said, "I don't know what that means, but." Every year, every team starts thinking Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do know what it means.
I don't know what it means, but here's what it means and why it's stupid. That was a masterclass.
But is there any truth to it?
Would have been funnier if you said that.
Because we're taking it to the next level. It's one thing to say the season becomes a failure because you lose in the first round.
How about divisional round or bust? That's what I would say.
Playoffs,
I
think it's more. Oh, for this team, yes.
For divisional round. I'm going to look at this. If they lose this game, I'll be very disappointed, almost look at it as a failure. I do.
And is that hinging on...
if they lose this game.
But is it the opponent? Like, if Houston had been this opponent, things had played out differently, and Houston was the first game, would that have... Or is it just in general in your mind? This is a divisional round team. Get your ass there.
Context would matter, because, say, a team, I don't know, was... It was a team that was... kind of 500 without their best quarterback because he was hurt all season. And then he comes back
Bengals.
At the end of the season and lights it up. And all of a sudden you're playing a team with an elite quarterback who's got a lower C because he was injured for most of the season. Like the Bengals, per se, if they got in, I'd be like, okay, well, that's different. So context would matter. But I think in this case, Herbert, to me, is not an elite quarterback. And this team is a dome team. And you are, I think, a better overall team. You should win this game. So I will look at, to validate what you did in the regular season, you have to at least win one playoff game.
And that's what Schefter said. He said, this has been a great, whoa, not great. Great means you won a playoff game.
Yeah.
To be a great
win.
Season.
Dude, we have stats on regular season, and then we look at Herbert. Oh, he's 0-2 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, we look at Lamar Jackson. Oh, my God. But he's never been to the Super Bowl. So where you really define yourself in legacy begin and end is in the playoffs. So, this is important.
Drake May's
legacy. At
least win
one game.
Drake May's legacy begins being written on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then through the postseason. Because the weird, like, he had a great regular season, MVP candidate. But if he loses, he's 0-1 in the playoffs. And then he has to win one to even be a 500 play, right? You got to win two to get above 500 then. Like, you're chasing it.
Where is Ted's career? Where is everything associated with the first half of the double dynastic run if in Tom Brady's first playoff game, the call goes the way of not the NFL rule book, but Walt Coleman's judgment is like, of course that was a fumble. Game's over. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine that. Just like sometimes
everything changes.
These things hinge on one little sliding door.
And go ahead.
You just like you appropriately said on the way in, I heard you say, you know, it'll give fuel to the Cam Newtons of the world. Cam could say is like, okay, so is maybe the Chargers the best team they played all year? I know they beat the Bills. The Bills are the best team, but the Chargers are probably the second best team. And you lost to them. So like your whole season will be questioned because you lost to a team that maybe was the best team you played all season at the biggest moment of the season.
And then for Drake May, if you lose, you don't get the chance to make up for that for a full calendar year. Because you can have another great regular season. Well, you did that last year.
Yeah.
And then you lost to the Chargers. Yeah. So you actually have to wait till next January of 2027 to have a chance to kind of buff up the legacy, take a step forward.
And you talk about kind of messages that Vrabel's been sending out all year. If you get beat physically, their mantra was being... But they don't want to be front runners. Winning a lot of regular season games and then getting knocked out in the first round is the definition of a front runner.
Absolutely. So Super Bowl or bust I still think is a little strong, but I get where you're going. We are in, and I think you said it around here, right? Like we're not in Jacksonville, right? We're not in Carolina.
And I just think, Andy, is there any team that you think this season that scare you? Like, the Patriots can't win that.
No chance.
And can the Patriots, theoretically, can they win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to go through the door that's open at the time that it's open. Everything might not be the same next year. Drake May. The whole team seems to be firing on all cylinders this year. We had the schedule that we had that some people, you know, would say is easier. Next year, we saw the schedule not going to be the same as this year. So I just think, like, You got to get it while the getting's good. And this could be our year.
Imagine if Bill Belichick heard you talking this way.
You're the 2 seed at home. So you're set up to play lesser teams. You're playing the 7 seed. And you're at home. I didn't even know this till Schefter just said it. The Bills haven't won a road playoff game since 1992. If that doesn't tell you how important home field is in the playoffs,
don't kid yourself. It's not only, you know, are you hosting at home, so that gives you an advantage. You're hosting a warm weather team coming to the cold, and the Jags are hosting a cold weather team coming to the heat.
Right.
Those factors in.
Fitzy also had a sleep expert that said the West Coast team coming east actually benefits the 8 o'clock game because in their mind it's 4 o'clock. Did you know you're at your best from 4 to 7?
I had no idea.
I guessed. Yeah.
Really? So we should should we move this show later and tell our candidates start at 7? Let's do 4 to 7 every day. I found that study fascinating.
There's something to it too. I do.
You're worried about the Chargers?
I am more worried
because you saw that study.
I'm into that stuff. Yep. I'm into the external
biorhythms, baby.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Patriots, or at the very least, our legacy is going to be defined to some degree by what happens Sunday night at Gillette Stadium? Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next, we'll also talk to Ted Johnson. He's the only person in this room who's played in, any playoff games, his first playoff game. Do playoffs change things in the National Football League? Is it more physical, more intense, more pressure, more anxiety? Ted Johnson answers all of that next here on
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
BEI. That was a sideline video from the Patriots. It was mic'd up. It was Mike Vrabel, Stephon Diggs, and it was Mike Vrabel busting Stephon Diggs' balls for, we rushed for 250 yards. This guy hasn't blocked anybody. And then Steph Diggs even did like the fourth wall thing and started literally talking right to the camera that he saw in front of him. It was very entertaining.
I thought that clip exemplifies Mike Vrabel to a T.
Yep.
I think it's worth playing again. So listen to this clip. So Mike, it was interesting. You know, it's I've been around coaches. Most coaches I've been around and have coached me, they coach you hard in practice, and then in the games they leave you alone. They literally like they hardly even talk to you in the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, like, what is Mike's style? You know, practice. Does he? Is there ever a time? I think maybe in the games he'd shut up for just, you know, 3 hours. But this clip shows you that he doesn't stop coaching. And I think you should still coach in the games. I've never understood why coaches do that. But it's not only is he coaching, but he's having a moment with Steph Diggs. And you're starting to read stuff about him and Steph being really kind of close. They've hit it off. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth playing against his. Just play it again. Listen to the beginning of it is the most important part where they bleep. Listen to that line and just listen, hear this again and talk about it.
I can throw some lots of you. Ready to block.
No, stop it, Stiz. It's hard to hear. You can't hear it. You can't hear it. So nobody in the car. If I can't hear it, nobody in the car.
So basically, he said, I can block. And Vrabel said, we've rushed for 250 and you haven't blocked
anything. Like,
and then he even like yes. brings other people into it. I don't know who's there, but he's like, yeah. He's busting his balls.
Right.
But in a little bit of that, they clearly have a great relationship.
And they clearly have a lead that they're not really worried about.
Correct.
Right.
But also, there is a little bit of truth in every joke. I do think that's him coaching. Knowing, like, I might actually need a block out of you at some point, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Right. I thought that clip was great to just show Mike in its entirety. He's a ball buster. He can have fun. He has levity. But in a serious situation, let's get our work. If we get our work done, we can have our fun type of mentality. And I think that's the best kind of personality to have for a coach. I do.
So absolutely. in your world, knowing him as well as you do, that's Mike in his bag, if you will.
That is in his bag.
And
no
he
question.
Also threw some flowers on the Greg Hill show this week. I don't know if you guys heard it, to the team video department, the social media people that have put together a lot of these things. And I give him credit for allowing them to do it, because we know Bill was very sensitive about cameras and microphones, and if it wasn't Ken Rogers with NFL
those poor
films.
Bastards are usually the ones that got canned for some involvement.
Correct.
The damage is done, my friend.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Stretch and Mike allowing this to happen, because they have put out some really good videos this year. I mean, the post-game videos.
Big time.
They put them out immediately, like they're not scrubbed of anything that might be in any way interesting. They're banging them out, getting them out there, and we enjoy them.
Down at the stadium on Sunday, I had never seen this before in all the years I've been going there. There was somebody with a high-def camera right by the, you know, the player entrance on the side by the E3 gate.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were filming every single player entrance, taking still photos and video, so then they could transmit from the camera the footage straight to inside to admin or social media.
Yeah.
So you could see, obviously not Matt Collins because he's on IR, but like anyone, here's the fit of the week. Here's what Drake looked like. Well, here's Will Campbell. They're just operating at a speed that's unbelievable.
Do you realize how much work that is? So a head coach is trying to get the culture established. He's got to do all these little things to get everybody kind of thinking the way he thinks. That's a lot of work, but he's doing it for content to use with his players.
Right.
You hear about, captains, they announce new captains every week. Well, they show high school videos. You know what a pain in the balls it has to be to get these players high school highlight videos?
Right.
So that they can, that's a lot of work. So a lot of brain power is going into making these guys, finding content to make these guys look good or have a laugh or to have some fun at someone else's expense. And to me, I think that's a key job for a head coach that most coaches would never even think of. Mike has his offensive coordinator. He has his defensive coordinator. They do the heavy lifting with the X's and O's. He comes in and says, but the most of his effort in brain power is going to building the culture, which I think is the most important thing. X's and O's be damned. That's the most important thing.
And it's a modern culture. He's meeting the modern athlete where they reside, where they live, how they think, social media, like those aspects
solid.
Of their life.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Ted, playoffs start Sunday night. Is it going to go to a different level? If a regular season is 100, is it 110 intensity? Is it more pressure? Like, what changes in the playoffs?
You said it on the second point. There's pressure. There's just more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets more magnified. Your mistakes are going to get scrutinized more than they would, because if you make a mistake in this game, there's no next week. You can't make it up the following week. So that's the pressure. But the speed, the intensity, it's all the same. Nothing changes. It's the same game that you played in week one. The style doesn't change. The keys don't change. It's the exact same sport you were playing for the first 17 games. Nothing changes. Not like I am told, and I view with my own eyes how it changes from the regular season to the postseason in basketball and in hockey. They're different sports. Football, it's the same the whole season.
So you say the pressure is ramped up. It's win or go home.
Can you understand why?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But did you – so what was your first playoff game?
My first playoff game was 1996 against the Steelers. Yeah,
okay.
The Terry Glenn Fog game.
Do you remember the night before, the week of? Did you feel different? Were you nervous? Were you feeling that pressure prepared for the game?
Oh, yeah, I did a little bit.
So these guys will be feeling this.
Yes.
It may go away after that. You know, the classic, you need to get hit once.
So there's – the players feel more – and so that's – the second point was the right one. There's more pressure. I'll never forget the famous line from Coach Parcells. So he was my coach for that one, for 2 years. And he coached me, obviously, in that playoff game against the Steelers that we're talking about. And I'll never forget, he said this to us leading into that week. He goes, guys, you know, the football, it's all the same. He goes, the only difference is you just don't want to be that guy that sends us home early.
Mm-hmm.
And he just put it that way. And I just thought, wow, that's a way to – you know, you're trying to maybe take pressure off of us, aren't you, Coach? You're just kind of highlighting how important your decision-making is, and the mistakes that you might make are going to impact the team, that you might have the mistake that sends us home early. Don't be that guy.
So when Drake tells us on Monday, oh, well, the next game is always the biggest game in my life. This isn't the biggest.
He's lying right to your face.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of how we reacted
at
the time.
He just spit right on you. He just, I don't know, stepped on your white shoes.
But is that a concern? So he's the guy that feels that the most, right? Because he's the quarterback, right? This win or this loss actually goes on his stat sheet. Nobody else. There's only one player where we put one or loss next to his name.
It's self-serving because he doesn't want you to think that he's impacted by the pressure one bit.
Do you think he will be?
He doesn't strike me as a kid that's going to be. Although this is uncharted territory.
You have to be a little bit, though, Ted, right? Whether or not you can overcome it, though.
Yeah, you do. You know why? Because you've never been there before.
Right.
So unless you've done something and proven you can handle it, you don't really know until you do it. So, yes, Stiz, he's going to feel pressure.
And not everybody is Tom Brady taking a nap, right? Like, not everybody. I believe Bill Russell was a puker. I believe Bill Russell used to puke before games, and you're a puker?
Oh, please.
Yeah? Josh Allen's
early
a puker.
Early in my career. Kidding me?
Did you puke before your first playoff game?
I puked before my first training camp practice.
Wow. He puked and got out of having to play for the Bengals.
Dude, you go into you go into training camp and listen to guys throwing up before the first practice. Oh, a big time. All the time.
But my point is, though, a lot of great players puke or feel nerves have sweaty palms or butterflies.
No doubt.
And then they go out there and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns.
And some are excellent at never really showing it. Like, they puke and then they get it out, or they are able to handle their nerves better. The good thing about football, your nerves usually more than not are an advantage to you. Because you're that nervous energy, it's like when I get nervous in golf, worst thing ever. Worst thing.
Please give me some swing lube.
Can I relax a little? Just hit the damn ball. It's not moving. It's sitting right there.
Sounds like Happy Gilmore.
Are you too good for your home?
Just go home.
Get your home.
Yeah, dude. The damn ball just sits right there, waits for you to hit it.
And I never had a slice before today. What the hell?
Football, you don't have time to get nervous because here comes the play, and either you get your head knocked off or they do.
Right.
So it's such a different. Nervous energy is more beneficial for a football player, other than maybe the quarterback. That's the one position where you kind of need his nerves to be calm. And we saw it early in the season, Drake nervous in the pocket, overthrowing.
Sailing balls.
So if we see the ball flying over or he's not accurate, then we can attest that to probably he's – got nerves.
Like right. how he opened the Bengals game.
Yes. And you're like, huh, what's going on here? And then, you know, it can be, it can also level out. Like, it yes. can be a drive or it can be a hit. Yep. You know what I think for him? You know, they always say, like, easy completion is gets the quarterback, oh, run a boot, get an easy completion. That might work for him. I also think when he does
if
one
Josh
of those.
If Josh was smart, he would put in just some nice, easy.
I
little,
love those.
Yeah.
But also, yeah. I think he might have a scramble. I think sometimes when he scrambles, that settles him in. When he has one of those little run straight ahead for 10 yards, slide, first down, I feel like he kind of like shakes it off and he's back.
I could almost see him going the other way. You know what? Dude, I'm a badass. You know I'm a badass. I want to throw it deep. Like ooh, early like in the game, that. Just, you know what?
First play, play action, chuck it.
I think that's who he really is. The humility stuff, the humility is really who he is too, but what he really is deep down is a killer.
Chicks dig the long ball, let's just chuck it deep. Now, I don't know if Josh feels the same way. Josh might be more, let's get the ground game going. Ramondre's been running well. Let's run a boot off the ground game and pick up Hunter in the flat and let's do that.
But how many times you see they're on fourth and two, it's critical down, and they're like throwing it deep?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about just run it for, it's third and two, just run it. Yeah. No, we're going empty and spread Ramondre out there, and we're going to hit him for a double move on a touchdown.
Real quick before we sort of wrap up the nervousness discussion, you mentioned Parcells kind of added pressure in a way. Don't be the guy to send us home. How do you think Mike is messaging it this week? Like, what is his role with the team in kind of caressing the pressure?
Yeah, it's a good question. My guess is he's not adding any pressure. He's kind of seeing it, hey, just we do what we've been doing all season long kind of thing, and that's probably the best way to do it. I'm telling you the Parcells thing, not as maybe a that's how you should motivate your kids if you're coaching
right.
a team.
But fear.
through fear. But it's my guess is Mike will go the other way. It's if we go out and play like we've been playing and pretty much the last 12 weeks, we're going to be fine, guys. So just go out there and do what we've been doing all season long. We'll be okay.
And that's why I jokingly brought up the Hoosiers thing yesterday. Like, it's still 100 yards, right? Still 53 wide.
It's
the end zone, 10
scene.
Yards still. So, Hunter, when you're down there, you just work in there like you have done all year kind of thing. Nothing's changed. It's just, you know, we lose if we go home. I mean, we go home if we lose. But
yeah, no big
deal,
guys.
I mean, there is one difference.
Some of y'all be
people
gone
people in the
year.
Red seats actually might be in their seats.
Oh, Ted Johnson shot at the red seats.
Shot at the red seats. Let's go. Wow. Let's go, people. Get in your seats. Come on.
They will be, though.
It's an 8 o'clock game. You got all day to get in your seat. Come
on. And it's not supposed to be terribly cold. It's going to go into the low 30s, maybe high 20s. 10-mile-an-hour winds. It is what it is. It's January. It's
for the red
stadium.
Seats, that's really cold. Those folks in the red seats, they, you know.
Maybe if they heated those seats. What if they ran little heaters through
the
seats where
they
stay out there?
Yeah.
Those softies need a little something else. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we touched on the Bruins earlier. We got to touch on the Celtics because they are hosting the Nuggets tonight, which normally would be an MVP matchup. Unfortunately, Jokic is not playing. He's injured. So all the minutes are non-Jokic minutes. But the Celtics are winning, and Jaylen Brown continues to bring praise from all corners of the internet. Celtics Nuggets, a little Celtics talk next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was Zach Lowe doing what a lot of us have done, remarking about how awesome the Celtics are, how the offense looks. Best, as he mentioned, best point differential in the East, second best in the NBA, only behind OKC. Celtics host the Nuggets at the Garden tonight. You will not see Jokic because he hyperextended that knee and he is still out about
That's a
month, I think. It is a bummer. I love watching him play. And we're getting to the point now with this Celtics team, number two seed in the East, if you weren't paying attention, 3.5 games back of the Pistons. But I want to see them play good teams so I can start to, like, save that in the brain bank of, like, how'd they play against this team that's a top three or four type team? And to not have Jokic in the mix obviously changes. And they get a ton of injuries in Denver. They are just banged up across the board. But it's another Jaylen Brown. What can you do? What is beyond Jaylen Brown? Because I never thought I'd say this, but we talk too much about Jaylen Brown. Don't you think? The collective we.
No, I don't think so.
What else is going right for the Boston Celtics? Joe Mazzulla was the coach of the month.
Right.
Did he deserve coach of the month?
Because they're making shots. Derek White, if you heard the full Zach Lowe breakdown from his Ringer podcast, Derek White is crushing it right now. Making all the shots. What is that play that they run so much that there's a specific name for that kind of pick and roll that they run where he's just getting open, sort of like gentle push off. Someone coming on the pick and roll, goes top of the key, bang, hitting his threes.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Simons hitting his threes. Peyton Pritchard just hitting everything that comes his way. Also, by the way, did you know over the last 2 months, the best team in the NBA? Boston Celtics.
Yes, I'm not 18 surprised.
18-5 since November 12th. Number one in three-pointers made, Teddy. 16 a night. Number two in offensive rating, number three in net rating.
Don't want to hear most threes made. Nope, don't want to hear it. Give me something else.
Well, if they make 16,
defense,
but what if they only try 20?
I mean, that would make a little bit of a difference. But just making threes, if it just comes down to making your shots, can we give me something else to
make or miss league? They've been saying that for years. But
the bench is playing better. The role players, the players.
Simons, I think.
Coming off the
guy,
bench,
yes.
He's been playing
much
excellent.
Better.
Yeah.
Seems like he's embraced, because the whole note on him was plays offense, doesn't play defense. Terrible at defense. Seems like they've gotten him to buy in, as we always say, into the idea that you got to play some defense if you're a Celtics player. And I think he's part of the story.
Buying into coming off the bench.
Yes. Well, he needs to score and play well to make some money. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Well,
so.
You just said something that I think is kind of at play here. Is a lot of these guys are getting opportunities on this team that they wouldn't have in their previous roles on other teams. Don't underestimate how important that is. Mm-hmm. That they are playing with a great player in Jaylen Brown on a team that is historically great. So they're getting an excellent opportunity to showcase themselves when they weren't having that opportunity before. So. You're getting to get the best of these players that a lot of us were very unfamiliar with before they got here.
Yeah, and it's definitely an interesting mix. Like sometimes you watch it and you look back and you look at the lineup that's out there and you're like, a year ago we were saying a team that had, you know, the unicorn and had five all-stars and all this. This is not that. And like you see Jordan Walsh, your guy Shireman, you see Simon, and you're like, wow, when Jaylen Brown's not on the court, this
Hugo Gonzalez.
Right. We got this young kid you bring in from Spain. What do they call him? Garzilla?
Luka Garza.
No, but they have they're calling him like the Garzilla, yeah, or something.
No, but
like he's
you're
a
right.
guy now.
Andy, they lost the drain of talent on court. You lose, and size especially. You lose Cornette. You lose Holiday. You lose Horford. You lose Porzingis. You replace them with Ugo Gonzalez, Anthony Simons. You start giving more minutes to Jordan Walsh. And
don't
more minutes
Cada.
To Cada.
And now, and
Andy,
MVP.
You're as good, if not better. Exactly. Like, okay, you may be a cup, two or three wins off the pace of last year's team, which we came to learn. We're front runners now, and everything looks better. And, oh, by the way, you're going to add Tatum to the mix in 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks from now.
So then I'm going to circle back around to that question. Joe Mazzulla was the coach of the month. And Jaylen Brown wasn't the player of the month, and he was not happy about that. But Joe Mazzulla was.
Did you guys have a talk about it?
No, he just SMH.
Can you know, just real quick, talk about him not getting the player of the month?
Yeah.
They also weren't on Christmas Day. Didn't get a game on Christmas Day,
yep. Yeah.
Which was first time in a long time, right?
Because he's the most disrespected star we've ever seen.
Because everyone had to watch Cowboys Commanders.
He's also sixth in the All-Star voting. In the All-Star voting.
I mean, but it feels like the NBA has spoken on what they think of Jaylen Brown.
Well, yes, but is it going to catch up? You know what I mean? Did they have an opinion coming into the season, and now at some point are they going to have to adjust their opinion to
maybe
the guy's averaging 30 points per game? And
or
he's
is
got
it
the
a Celtics thing? Because then I take it further. I was thinking about this. How much JT was on that Olympic team, wasn't he?
Yep.
How much time did he playing time he get?
Not much.
I just don't think the NBA players, coaches, fans, front office people think much of the Celtics. I don't.
Oh, they hate the Celtics.
Or maybe they're green with envy.
Oh, there you go.
Thank maybe. You. Ed, what are you old boying me for?
That was a nice bow on this segment. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. It's time for the drive. We need to get back into this disappointment, failure, must-win game. We had people early in the show, Ted, texting in. I can give you a million reasons why this is a must-win game for the Patriots on Sunday night. We'll delve into some of those next on the drive here on WEEI. This young kid you bring in from Spain, what do they call him? Garzilla?
Luka Garza.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,